This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's turn now to the subject of cybersecurity. Recent reports focused on the Chinese military as being the source of cyber attacks on American corporations and some government agencies. Last week, the White House demanded that the Chinese government stop the widespread theft of data from American computer networks and agree to what's called acceptable norms of behavior in cyberspace. It was a fairly stern scolding. All that ties in with a recent piece in Crane's Detroit Business, digging into what's being done in Michigan to prevent or fight back against cyber attacks. Writer Chris Gouts joins us now from Lansing. Welcome back to Stateside, Chris.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
We know that both North Carolina or South Carolina and Utah have been hacked. What happened in those cases?
Those were cases where in South Carolina, it was the numbers were particularly staggering. Computer hackers were able to gain access to about 3.6 million Social Security numbers. A lot of those were encrypted, but there were, I believe, maybe 10 to 20,000 of those that were not. So there was a real concern that you could pair names and Social Security numbers and obviously then do a lot of damage when it comes to, you know, ID theft. And then in Utah, I believe they were hackers from some European country where they were able to get into the files of about 800,000 Medicaid recipients and then also some Social Security numbers as well. So it's becoming more of a widespread problem that various states are starting to see.
And you say Michigan so far hasn't been hacked, but I couldn't believe it. You wrote that we're weathering about 187,000 cyber attacks every day.
Every day, yeah. And a lot of those can be sort of harmless attacks, so to speak. I mean, some of them could be, you know, an employee maybe just opening up an email from a Nigerian prince and maybe clicking a link. And the state actually, as part of their, as part of Governor Snyder's efforts, has a cybersecurity range online on the state's website that encourages schools and businesses and just regular people to go on there, and then they've got internet safety tips that you can learn. But yeah, there haven't been any major attacks, but there have been attempts where things have happened to the state's site. Last August, there was an incident where there was a denial of service attack, or a DOS, and it happened on the state's website on a Sunday evening, I think around 8 o'clock, where the site's the state's website was completely down for about an hour. And those sites and those type of attacks are more, they're just trying to cause a problem. There's not really, most denial of service attacks aren't really aimed at any sort of financial gain in the long term. It's more of just trying to be a sort of more of a nuisance attack.
So mischief.
Yeah, and a lot of banks are now faced with that. You know, if somebody's has the wherewithal and the know-how to do it, and they have an issue with the bank, whether it's a local issue or they have some, it's a mega bank that they just despise, they can sort of flood the servers, and it causes, you know, basically your site to crash, and that's what a denial of service attack is. And so the state's had those, and they've had other smaller incidents, but nothing that rose to the level where we've actually lost information, so that they know of.
We're talking with writer Chris Gouts, who's with Crane's Detroit Business and covers Lansing for Crane's, and looking at what is being done to protect Michigan businesses and government against cyber attacks. And Chris, you write about something called spear phishing, the P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a spear phishing attempt against state employees. What is that, and how did that play out?
Yeah, spear phishing is something that I just sort of learned about in doing the story. And it's where you'll get an email that the state experiences a few weeks ago where they actually had an intrusion, but it didn't end up being any sort of security breach. But an email went out to about 2,000 state employees that was one of those emails that says, hey, your email is all full, your server's full. If you send us your information, your login and password, we can clean that up for you and get you back to where you can start sending out and receiving emails again. And it looked very official. I was told that I think it had, you know, state letterhead. It looked very legit, but it was not. And 142 people, state employees, sent in that login information. But the state security team was right on top of it. They monitored the stuff 24/7, and they were able to cut it off and stop it. But this is sort of a new way in which people that are doing cyber attacks, when you do a spear phishing attack like this, one thing it does is it sort of gets you a foothold into that network that you're trying to log into. And you can then, once you get a foothold, you can then go and do other attacks because now you're into the system. You have a login into that system.
Who do we think is doing this? Who's sending these out, these hacking attempts?
You know, it's really unclear. It could just be people that are just trying to make, you know, money. Obviously, all these attacks, you know, the ultimate goal is to make money, whether or not they're selling the information or they're trying to get a foothold into the state system so that they could then try to hack into the state treasury department. That's really what the goal is. But there's been no real, you know, clear definition. Is this from China? Is it from, you know, Indiana? That's really sort of unclear, I think, at this point.
One thing you write about, Chris Gouts, is there's a big effort that's been going on really for the past couple of years, a joint effort between the state and business. Tell us who's involved, what companies and state agencies, and what are they doing?
Yeah, I thought this was some of the more interesting piece, obviously, to me, but also to obviously our readership at Cranes, was that that the state is not going this alone. And from what I've been able to tell from looking at other states and how they're doing it across the nation, a lot of states are doing this on a more insular basis, that they're just trying to protect their own system, whereas the state of Michigan has been very proactive for the last year or so in involving the private sector. So that they said, you know, we need to make sure that not only our system is secure, but if there was ever a large internet attack, cyber attack, we need to make sure that our critical infrastructure, our utilities, our water, our broadband system, so there's internet, so there's phone service, you know, 80% of that is owned by the private sector. So if there was a major attack, you know, the state's computer system might be fine, but nobody might be able to get into it because the internet's down or the phone lines are down. So
yeah.
DTE Energy, CMS Energy, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Spectrum Health, Plant Moran, and even some manufacturers, you know, BorgWarner and Penske are all part of this group, and they've come up with this plan, a cyber disruption response plan. They're fine-tuning this plan, and then they're going to be releasing this plan to the public later this spring. So we'll see sort of the fruits of what they've been working on for the last year.
You know, it's funny. It just kind of gives me echoes of growing up in the 60s when we would have our air raid drills and all get under our desks. But the idea was we were preparing for, you know, some kind of possible calamity. Better be prepared, I guess.
Yeah, it is better to be prepared. And Michigan is really recognized nationally as somebody who is really a national leader in this, and other states are starting to model themselves after what Michigan is doing, especially as it relates to involving the private sector, that's something sort of new that Michigan is really a leader on. And so Mr. Lorman, the chief security officer of the state, speaks at a lot of conferences. He was just recently at the National Governors Association where they had a special hearing just on cybersecurity, where he was one of the few that was able to speak about sort of what Michigan is doing and is very well respected in the field.
Chris, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you so much.
Chris Gouts is the Capital Reporter for Cranes Detroit Business.